This is a CKTZ News update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. There's a new fire chief in town. I sat down with David Ives to find out what else is new with the Cortez Island Fire Department at our local Cortez Co-op Cafe. Welcome to Cortez, Dave. You're the new fire chief for Cortez Island.
I am indeed. Thank you very much.
Congratulations. So how did we find you here in Cortez?
I think it's a combination of me finding Cortez and Cortez finding me. My wife and I have been boating around the area, our little boat, for several years. Spent a couple of years with our home port of Campbell River and spent a good deal of time in and around Cortez Island and have toured the float house more than once at Gorge Harbor Marina. When the opportunity presented itself for me to come here and maybe pick up a little bit of a more Cortesian way of life, my wife and I jumped on it.
What is your background in the fire department?
I've been active in the fire service for roughly 20 years. I started as a volunteer firefighter and spent a good deal of my career as a volunteer firefighter. As I moved into paid chief staff, made sure, and I've on purpose have continued to be involved with either volunteer fire services or composite fire services made up of both paid and volunteer firefighters. My background is rural and small urban areas. The remoteness and the uniqueness of Cortez is something that's not a total culture shock to me, and it's where I want to be. I understand the need to find water, and I understand we're on our own out here, so we have to be diligent in our fire safety and rapid and professional in our fire response.
Tell me what's up and coming with the fire department right now.
The fire department had been on an autopilot for the last couple of years, mostly due to COVID. There hasn't been as much public engagement and interaction as had previously gone on, and certainly much less than I'm accustomed to. So we're coming out of our long COVID hiatus, hitting the ground running hard. The existing members have expressed a desire to train harder, practice more, and I pledge to deliver that. And on a moving forward basis, my drive is to increase the membership exponentially and drive harder and train harder with new recruits so that the island is in even better shape going forward.
On Cortez, we have a volunteer-based fire department. Is that correct?
That's right. Volunteers make up 100% of the rank and file and most of the officers. General practice training night is Tuesday nights. For new recruits, they'll be practicing and training on Tuesdays and Thursday nights until they get their basic level of training. From there, it's up to them if they want to carry on to more advanced training. One of the unique things that I bring to the island is my background is as a training officer, formal firefighter training officer. Moving forward, Cortez Volunteer Fire Department is going to offer two different approaches to the volunteer firefighting. One is completing the British Columbia playbook for exterior firefighters, which is less academically demanding, but make sure that the firefighters are safe and get back to their families and do a good job. But the other is all more formal professional firefighter training that comes with internationally recognized SEALs. And moving forward, we'll be able to offer both so that this could be both a made in Cortez help thy neighbor type situation, as well as potential career move for young people as they move forward and move on if they so choose.
If people want to volunteer and get involved with this, how do they reach you or what's the process?
We are in the middle of our volunteer drive right now. We will be starting right away in the September, the first week of September. They can email their interest at cortezislandvfd@gmail.com. And of course, anybody here knows how to spell Cortez, and everybody else, that's how we don't get the junk mail. So that's cortezislandvfd@gmail.com. Or they can try their hand at reaching me on my cell phone, which I promise will get better as I learn how to use my new iPhone that's still in the box. 778-966-1704.
Does the fire department have an AGM coming up as well?
Yes, the Cortez Island Firefighters Association's AGM is on June the 30th, I believe. There should be a notice being the timeline for the time and the information. It's a good time to learn more about your fire service, and it's another great opportunity to volunteer. When I'm going around the island hitting everybody up to volunteer as firefighters, one of the barriers to service that I hear, or two of the barriers to service I hear, are either one, I'm not sure I'm the right physical match for the job, and two is a lack of time to dedicate to the training or the volunteering. To that, I say the stronger and the more robust the board that governs your fire department is, the more we can rely as firefighters on that board and focus more on our training and less on fundraising and recruiting. So if you can't make it as a firefighter or can't make it out as a firefighter, please consider participating with the firefighters or the firefighting board, either in a directorship position or a member at large.
You've got all the answers.
That's what it is to be a chief. You just speak a lot. A chief speaks long enough, he'll put the fire out with his hot air. I appreciate being here, and I hope to see and hear from many new volunteers.
If you would like to learn more about the Cortez Island Volunteer Fire Department, go to cortezfire.org. Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.